Good evening. We wish to welcome you all to this all-important press conference organized by the National Patriots Against Injustice and Corruption Ghana, NAPAC. For the first time, we begin by saying that we are happy to share this good news from the circles of justice to you that the judicial service is working. I repeat, the judicial service is working. The acting Upper East Regional Supervising High Court Judge, His Lordship Alexander Graham, has demonstrated that the laws of Ghana are supreme. This is so because this morning, at about 10 a.m. today, Friday, March 10, 2023, a serious piece of drama unfolded in his courtroom, High Court 2, where the chief of Bari, Nab Nyakora Mante, and Richard Sunday Yimbil, the secretary to the paramount chief of Talensi, Tongran Koblison Nalebtang, were arrested after they had met with the judge, His Lordship Alexander Graham, in his chambers, apparently to influence the judge who is currently presiding over a mining-related suit. The judge walked them out and ordered the court warrant officers, police, to arrest and handcuff them immediately. They were arrested and handcuffed immediately on the judge's orders. Subsequently, the judge instructed the chief of Bari and the secretary to the Tongran to tell the open court what they had told him privately in chambers. Interestingly, gentlemen, shamefully, the chief of Bari and the secretary to Tongran became damped and were shivering seriously for 3 minutes. They could not alter a word before the court audience. Then the judge said, "If you cannot tell the court, I will tell them." His Lordship furiously started by saying that he had issued warning several times in the courtroom against people who might have wanted to circumvent justice by visiting judges in their homes and in their chambers, and that this act was common in the Upper East region. He further stated that the chief of Bari, Nab Nyakora Mante, and the secretary to the paramount chief of Talensi, Richard Sunday Yimbil, came to him, and the secretary to the paramount chief of Talensi, Richard Sunday Yimbil, came to him in his chamber and told him that they had been sent by the paramount chief of Talensi, Tongran Koblison Nalebtang, to invite him, here him, that is the judge, to his palace to discuss some mining-related cases, which the judge was presiding over, and for the judge to understand the cases before him. They further told the judge that the Tongran was an accountant, a member of the Council of State, a former board chairman of Tema Oil Refinery, etc. His Lordship Alexander Graham considered their act as a trap and contemptuous. The chief of Bari, Nab Nyakora Mante, and the secretary to the paramount chief of Talensi, Richard Sunday Yimbil, were promptly charged with contempt of court. They pleaded guilty to the charge and were convicted on their own plea. Even before their conviction, the judge had asked that the two accused persons produce the Tongurana, the paramount chief of Talensi, Tongran Koblison Nalebtang, in court today. In fact, the whole bench of lawyers, numbering about 12, who were in the courtroom today on different cases from Sunyani, Tamale, and Volgatanga, pleaded profusely on behalf of the two accused persons, and especially on behalf of the Tongurana. One lawyer, Mohammed, from Bewa Chambers in Tamale, said the Tongurana said he had regretted his action and had asked him to intervene by pleading with the court not to give custodial sentence to the two accused persons. The lawyer further stated that the Tongrana had regretted and said that he would not repeat such an act. Lawyer Jalaluddin of Sraj and lawyer Isahaku Lawal of Legal Aid all pleaded for non-custodial sentence. Lawyer Mohammed Nambi, who is currently the lawyer for the Tongran, also told the judge that it was even enough punishment by rebuking the accused persons in the open court and that they were first offenders and would not repeat the act. Gentlemen, His Lordship Alexander Graham truly listened carefully to the lawyers and said the accused persons wanted to trap and destroy his job, and if they had